You're listening to Fracturing Football, where producers Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer break down the latest in NFL news, only on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 5 of Fracturing Football. I'm your host, Luke Donovan. Alongside me, as always, Spencer Fleischer. And today we have two guests joining us, David Wiederhaft and Jace Deary. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Luke. How are you?
I'm doing very good. And today we're going to start out with our MVP predictions. You know, in light of Patrick Mahomes being out for at least a few weeks now, who do you guys think has a chance to become this year's MVP?
So, obviously, we've seen Christian McCaffrey do what he's done all year. Russell Wilson was up there with Patrick Mahomes the entire time. But one guy that came out in the MVP race just this week was Aaron Rodgers.
And the fact, too, that they're playing Kansas City this week on prime time, it can really, like, he could be able to capitalize off this week's, like, fantastic performance and do that on a bigger stage against the, you know, a hurt Kansas City team. But I will say this, though, even if that doesn't happen, okay, so I could see Aaron Jones also having another big week because of how poor Kansas City's run defense is and how banged up that front seven is. But either way, I think Rodgers is bound to have a pretty solid week this week as well.
Well, and I think when you look at that matchup, Packers versus the Chiefs, it loses a little bit of luster with the Mahomes injury, but it just makes the Packers have to win that game so much more. And I think, if anything, it could be a bigger game for Jamal Williams, because I think early they might try and establish the run, but when it comes down to it, they're going to use Rodgers in the air with his plentiful amount of targets. We saw Alan Lazard step up last week in light of Davante Adams' injury.
I think the Panthers should trade Cam Newton. I think Kyle Allen has shown enough that he can be a starter in this offense. He's shown enough. He hasn't thrown a pick yet, I don't think.
No.
He's had a fantastic year. I think they should trade Cam Newton, maybe, like, I don't know, the Dolphins or something.
One team that is looking at him are the Chargers.
Oh,
yeah. The Chargers may be trying to trade for him. I think he'd be a good fit for the Broncos because Elway needs a quarterback and he wants to win now. And Joe Flacco isn't giving him that. So the best option for the Panthers could be trade him, keep Kyle Allen, because obviously Kyle Allen is undefeated so far.
How old is Cam Newton?
He's around his 30s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has some time left, and I think, honestly, if I'm looking at those destinations, I personally think that Denver would probably be the best fit for him because they're trying to build, you know, a young core group of guys that can, you know, win in the coming seasons. I think having a guy like Cam Newton who brings energy, who brings experience being in a Super Bowl, can really, you know, capitalize and really on that offense and really set him up for success in the future.
And if you're talking about guys that bring energy, certainly another MVP candidate, Deshaun Watson, in that Colts game wasn't too impressive, I thought he did throw a touchdown. They ruled it a sack.
It was a really weird play. I was watching it on a bus ride home, and it looked like he got the ball. It looked like it was an incomplete pass because I thought they knocked the ball out before he fully possessed it. Going into when he got into the end zone too. So
I was actually at the game, and like after you could see, I don't know if they showed it on TV or not, but Deshaun Watson, after they ruled it incomplete, he was like going to the ref and like screaming in the ref's face, like because I thought it was a touchdown. Like I don't think his knee hit the ground.
Yeah. From what I saw on TV, his knee did not hit the ground, but obviously the refs called it that way.
They ruled it as he had no more forward progress, they avoided it because they didn't want him to take a big shot. But when you're looking at a guy like Deshaun Watson, I think you have to let him play a little bit. He ended up throwing a possible touchdown to Hopkins, which would have drastically changed that game. And so maybe, I don't know, moving forward, Deshaun Watson can catch a few breaks with the refs, maybe get lucky on one or two. And he's had a good season so far. Will Fuller's come up big. Kenny Stills has come up big. And Hopkins finally showing life after not the best weeks 2 through 6. But he finally had a good game against the Colts this past Sunday.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Another guy I like personally, all the way down there, is Mike Gesicki with a Monday night matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have not been good against the tight end so far this year. 29th against the tight end. Gesicki only rostered in 1% of leagues, so if he's a guy out there, maybe a long shot, only projected 6.8 points. But I think he has a good opportunity to find the end zone with Ryan Fitzpatrick at the helm.
Yeah, another tight end that I'm looking at, maybe O.J. Howard. I know Cameron Brate might be getting the majority of the receptions for that team, but I always see Jameis Winston, even though he may throw one or two interceptions a week, he still throws for maybe 400 yards and a couple touchdowns, which is more like a Madden game to me. It seems like this Tampa Bay team is a lot like Madden. They have a lot of turnovers, but they still put up good fantasy numbers.
Yeah, I think that's a credit to Bruce Arians, who did wonders with the Colts offense when he took over for Chuck Pagano in 2012. And then when he's with the Cardinals, they've always had a pretty good offense, and they like to involve their tight ends. You know, O.J. Howard, Cooper Bray on for the Buccaneers. So I think, you know, they do put up fantasy points, but like Spencer mentioned, they do have a lot of turnovers as well.
And now moving on to a wide receiver, Kenny Stills. Spencer, I know you're a big fan of him with the injury to Will Fuller with a nice matchup against the Raiders, who Rodgers just torched them with 6 total touchdowns. And Watson has had a very good year here, and with Hopkins and Stills now, his main 2 receivers, do we see Stills have another good week like he did last week?
I'm seeing Stills having a week like Will Fuller, but not a 4-touchdown week like he had a while ago. Right now, Kenny Stills is the highest projected wide receiver on my league's.
Really?
Highest projected receiver on my league's waiver wire.
Oh, yeah.
With 11.9 points. Obviously, he's not going to be the highest projected in the league, but he might be a good pickup if you're in need of him for bye weeks. If all of your wide receivers happen to be out on one week,
he's your. The Saints round out my 6. You're listening to Fracturing Football. We'll come back to you in a few weeks as this NFL season progresses, only on 91.3 WHJE. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Fracturing Football with Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer, only on 91.3 WHJE. Tune in next time for more NFL updates.